From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed into Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. There was no information on the damage. Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time since launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russian military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000. UN envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, has announced the proposal of a new unity government for the divided nation in what could be a key step toward ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. Under the plan, a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He will have three deputies. Six ministers will make up a presidential council. Proposed unity government still faces significant hurdles. Rival parliaments in Tripoli and in the east must approve the right unity government, and warring militias also must agree. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term ends in 2017. Court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-year limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. Kagame is the latest in a string of African presidents seeking longer terms. This is VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he will repartition the country into 28 states, up from 10. Opponents say such unilateral action is a violation of the recently signed peace deal. We get more now from VOA's Jill Craig.
President Salva Kiir says splitting South Sudan into 28 states will help reduce the size of the national government and distribute more resources to the rural population. But rebel leader and ousted vice president Riek Machar says the president should have consulted the opposition first, per the terms of a peace agreement signed in August to end nearly 2 years of fighting. Machar spoke with VOA's Straight Talk Africa host Shaka Sali on Wednesday.
We wanted to resolve this matter once and for all, but he was not ready.
He rejected it.
A transitional government could be set up as early as November, according to the terms of the peace deal. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich. She has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the 10-year Soviet-Afghanistan war, and the Soviet and post-Soviet histories. Nobel Prize Committee Permanent Secretary Sarah Danius praised the 67-year-old writer as a great and innovative writer who has mapped the soul of the Soviet and the post-Soviet people.
She's offering us new and interesting historical material, and she's developed a particular writing style as well as a new literary genre.
Svetlana Alexievich's work relies heavily on oral history and first-person perspective. She is the 14th woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. Leading contender to become the Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy Thursday said he'd been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. U.S. Senate Democrats are preparing legislation to combat gun violence following last week's deadly shooting at an Oregon community college. They are calling for an end to loopholes that allow buyers to get guns on the Internet and at shows without background checks. American celebrity chef Paul Prudhomme, who spread the art of Cajun cooking, has died at the age of 75 after a brief illness.
That's the latest world news from VOA.